Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Ayin Gimel. Ayin Gimel, we start the last parak of Maseches Yuma, which is all about Yom Kippur. We know the Tosfos points out here already that the Masechta started off talking about 7 days before Yom Kippur, and then we get into actual Yom Kippur, which was the entire Masechta up until now, and then we get into the Halachas of Yom Kippur outside the Beis HaMikdash, which are the five Inuyim, and that is what starts today, and we're going to talk about one of those Inuyim that has come up in the past, and that is the Isser of eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. Right, the Mishnah tells us, Perek Yom HaKippurim, the first two on the list, Aser Ba'achila V'Shasiyah, it's an Isser to eat and drink on Yom Kippur, plus the other Inuyim, not today's topic, but we know the other four Inuyim is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether they're all De'oraisa, but only eating and drinking have Nisr Kares, or they only eating and drinking are De'oraisa, and the other ones are Isurei D'Rabbanan. Right? One of the big Rayas that it's D'Rabbanan is that there are Kulas, the Kala and the Melech, are able to keep some of those inuyah. But we're going to focus on the first one for today, eating and drinking. We had a shiur a couple of days ago about the relation and drinking on Yom Kippur and the Isra Malacha on Yom Kippur. Right? Is there a connection between those two? Today we're going to talk about a related but different topic, the Isra of eating and drinking on Yom Kippur as related to other Isurim of eating and drinking in Halacha. What is the relationship? Right? We know that the there are many items that one is not allowed to eat in Halacha. The Rambam has a whole set of ma'acholas asuros in Sefer Kedusha, where the Rambam has 28 mitzvos, 4 mitzvos asay, 24 mitzvos los asay, about various foods that one is not allowed to eat. Nevela, and trefa, and dam, and chelev of behemah tahora, non-kosher fat, gid hanasha, basa b'chalav, right? All of those are listed in ma'acholas asuros. Yom Kippur is not included in Ma'achal Asuras. The Rambam has a separate area of halacha, Shvisas Asar, which the Rambam created. We mentioned the Rambam he takes Yom Kippur and he splits the Masechta. He has Avodas Yom HaKippurim, those are the first 7 prakim, and then he has Shvisas Asar, which is this parak. And the question is there a connection between the Isurim of Yom Kippur in terms of eating and drinking and the Isurim of Nevela and Shreifa and all the like? And we'll see, there is a very important comment from the Gemara on Ardaf that should relate to it. The question is, what is the objective evidence? So first of all, we know there's a different shear, as the Mishnah here discusses. The shear for almost every ma'achal that is asur is kezayis. One is not allowed to eat a kezayis. And what about less than a kezayis? That's what the Gemara discusses, chatzi shear. But the shear for Isra of eating on Yom Kippur, as we know, is different. Right? The Mishnah tells us, ha'ochel kiksoves hagasa kamoa ukagaranisa. If somebody eats like a large date, somebody eats a large date on Yom Kippur, including its pit, so then that's what's usher. So one second, that is an unusual shear, right? There is no other halacha, no other ma'achal that's usher on in halacha that the shear is a date. It's a kezias. So does that difference reflect a quantitative or a qualitative jump? That's our issue. Right? Do we say that the eating on Yom Kippur is just like all other ma'achalas asuros? It just has a different shear. Right? Or do we say, no, the fact that it has a different shear, that it's koseves, reflects to us that it is a very different type of iser, and that's what this parak is going to be about. So number one, objective evidence. Number one, there's a different shear. Number two, it's temporary. It's temporary. Almost every other iser of eating is permanent. Rather, what I just read before, all of those other isurim that the Rambam has in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, nevela is always aser, trefa, blood, basa b'chalav, once you make basa b'chalav, it is aser. Arla, only the first 3 years, but that arla is aser forever. If I pick a fruit of arla, the first 3 years fruit, it is aser forever. Chadash, that's a question. Is chadash aser, something that took root before or after? So that's already a little tricky. Chametz is another one that is somewhat temporary on a daraisa level. But most of them are permanent. So here we have an iser that is temporary. So does that show us that it is somehow different? Again, not our topic today, but one might say that this has to do with chefsa gavra, that isurim that are permanent are focused on the chefsa. It's inherently poison, while if it's temporary, it is must be just me. Right? The Torah tells me what I'm allowed to or not allowed to do, but not that there's something inherently poisonous, because if it was poison, then poison can't change into non-poison. So one might show that. But that's the objective evidence. So number one, it's a different shear. Number two, it's temporary. Number three is the lashon in the Torah. Right, the lashon of the Torah. The Torah never says anywhere, do not eat on Yom Kippur. Right, lo. Usually, for an iser d'araisa, you need one of the four lashonos. Hishamer, pen, al, or lo. One of those four words have to appear. And here, it kind of appears, but in not in a direct way. You know, the Torah tells us in Parshas Emor, the ikar is the asay. The ikar is the asay. The Torah tells us in Perachav Gimel, Ach ba'asar l'chodesh ha-shvi azeh yom ha-kippurim hu. Mikra kodesh yelachem is Yom Kippur, it's Mikra kodesh, v'inisim es nafsho seichem. There it is. You shall afflict your soul. V'hegrafte mishal Hashem, and you can bring the carbon. Inui nefesh, we know that's the mitzvah asay da'araisa of afflicting ourselves on Yom Kippur. Right, this is the only fast day da'araisa that we have. Right, that's why the only weekday of the year that we have a mitzvah da'araisa to eat is on Erev Yom Kippur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we're going to fast, so he has chesed upon us, and he knows we're going to eat anyway, so he makes it into a mitzvah. But then the pasuk continues. Interesting, the structure of the psukim. The Torah tells us, afflict yourself. And then the Torah tells us, don't do malacha. And then it says, if you don't afflict yourself, this kares, if you do malacha, so then there is vahavati, also there is an onesh. So there is a low in the Torah, but it doesn't say don't eat. It says afflict yourself. If you don't afflict yourself, so then this kares. So rov moni ha-mitzvos do count a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh. Right, we do count a mitzvah lo saseh, but it doesn't say anywhere don't eat on Yom Kippur. It says don't not afflict yourself on Yom Kippur. Right, that is somewhat unusual. We mentioned in the past there's a Ramban in Parshas in Maseches Kedushin. The Ritva quotes it there, but sometimes you have aseis and lo saseis related to one mitzvah, and you have to figure out what's the ikar and what's the tafel. Right, the Torah tells us return a lost item. Make sure don't turn away from a lost item. So what's the ikar? Is the ikar the don't turn away? Or no, of course not. The ikar is do Hashemah Saveda, right? Build a fence. Don't leave a dangerous place. That's a little trickier. You know, what's the ikar? Sometimes you can have one without the other. But this is also, what's the ikar? Pashtus is, the inui is the ikar. The mitzvah zaseh, afflict yourself. Because the Torah says if you don't afflict yourself, so then one will get karis. But again, the fact that the Torah does not say don't eat, so does that reflect that this is something different? This is something different. And the way the Achronim say it, the Chakira, is Maisa versus Totsah. Is this like all other Machalas Asuros? Don't eat. Don't eat this. Don't eat Chametz and don't eat Trefa and don't eat Nevela. Don't eat on Yom Kippur. Right? It's about not eating. Or do you say it's more focused on the Totsah? This is a very different type of Machalas Asuros. Isser, it's not about not eating. It's about being in a state of Inui. It's the result. And there can be many nafkaminas related to that, which we'll get to B'ez Hashem in a couple of minutes. But that is the Chakira, or Vasher Weiss has this Chakira, and other Achronim have this. So if we look in a number of Gemaras, including today's Daf. But first, if you look on Daf Ayin Tes, which the Gemara there has the Lashon, and that's where the Gemara talks about the Shir. The Shir of Koseves Hagasa, a large Koseves, a large date, which is different than Kezias. What does the Gemara say there? V'kimlu l'rabanan de'bahachi misvadaite. That's the crucial lashon. With this amount, there's yisuv das. There is a state of, that's the opposite of inui. A state of feeling good. A state of feeling satisfied. Misvadaite, my mind is calm. Batzer mehachi, if I don't have koseves, if I have less than that, then I'm in a state of inui. So Rashi says, Kimul Rabbanan, V'yafa gav to call Shir Achilas Isser B'Kizayasi, and even though usually Machalas Azoros are Kizayas, so is Rashi about to say a fundamental difference, or is about to say just a quantitative difference? Hani mili hecha d'ksiva Achila. Where it says Achila, that's where Kizayas. Aval hacha doesn't say Achila. Asher lo su'unexiv, t'chol kamad lo misvadaite inuyu. If there's no Yisuf Adas, that's inuy. Is Rashi saying something fundamental? It sounds like Rashi is just saying a technical difference. It doesn't say Achila, so it's not Kezias. It says Inui, so it's more. So it sounds like from that Rashi and from the Gemara that it is just a quantitative jump. And what about today's daf? Chatzishir. Chatzishir asa mena Torah. The Gemara relates, this is the sugi and shas about Chatzishir. We know Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, who we paskin like, says Chatzishir is asur mita araisa. If I eat half a gezayis of anything not kosher, I still get an isa daraisa. I only don't get an onesh. For an onesh, I require the entire shir. But the Gemara relates Chatzishir to the isra of eating on Yom Kippur. So wait a minute. If Yom Kippur is just regular Ma'acholos Asuros, but it's adjusted, here is a Kezias and here is a Kozeves, so then maybe it makes sense to apply Chatzishir. You can't eat half a Kezias and you can't eat half a date and half a Kozeves. But if the whole point is the result, the whole point is the result, be in a state of Inui, so is Chatzishir going to be Asur min HaTorah? If I eat a half a Kezias of a Kozeves, I'm still in a state of Inui. So why should that be Asur Daraisa? Right? That's Chatzishir should be nothing if it's all about the result. It's not about the Maisa Achila, but it's about the result of being in a state of Inui. So Lechaora, one would say that it shouldn't say Chatzishir Asur min HaTorah on Yom Kippur. Right? It's kind of like, to give a mashal, malacha on Shabbos. So we know by certain malachas there's Chatzishir on Shabbos. Rashi in Masechta Shabbos says by Borer, if I have a Borer Chatzishir, Chatzi Kezias, or if I'm or Chatzi Grogeris, whatever the shir is on Shabbos. But by certain malachas, we don't say Chatzishir. What if I do an Akira and not a Hanacha? Right, I do an Akira, it was the first Mishnah in Shabbos. It says if you do an Akira and not a Hanacha, or an Hanacha without an Akira, it's an Issa Durabanan. What about Chatzishir also in the Torah? Why don't you say if you do an Akira and not a Hanacha, it's Chatzishir? The answer is that's not called Chatzishir, that's called Chatzi Malacha. You didn't do anything if you don't do an Akira and a Hanacha. Right, Chatzishir is I do the actual Malacha, just not enough. But if I don't do the Malacha, right, so then it's not going to be Chatzishir. If Shabbos, let's say the shear for cooking on Shabbos is macho ben drusoy, edibility. So if I cook it half of that, is that Chatzishir? Or do I say, I didn't cook it yet. I did zero. And until you get to that point, that is nothing. So Pashtus, if it's all about the result of being in a state of Inui, then Chatzishir shouldn't be Asur by Yom Kippur. And yet our Gemara says, it is Asur on Yom Kippur. So that also points in the direction that it is related to the Maisa, like other Ma'achalos Asuros. There's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Trumo says, in Perek Vav, that Rish Lakish is Moda on Yom Kippur. That Chatzishir is Asur Midaraisa. Right? That's against the Bavli. The Bavli says, Ma'achalos Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish applies to Yom Kippur. The Yerushalmi in Trumo says that it is, Rabbi Rish Lakish agrees, in the language of the Vilna Gaon, the Gra on that Yerushalmi, even if you have less than a koseves, it still calms you down a little bit. It sounds like from the Vilna Gaon, it's a machlokas Bavli Rishalmi, whether there's yisuv daite by chatzishir. So that could relate to the hakira that we were just talking about. One other, and then we'll get to some fascinating discussions in the achronim. The Menchas Chinuch discusses. We know in other areas of halacha, there is discussions. What about food that gets stuck between my teeth? Or stuck in my mouth. Does that contribute, is that mitztarif to the shir? Let's say I eat a kezias of chazer, but only 3/4 of the chazer goes down into my stomach. Some of the chazer gets stuck in my teeth. So is that mitztarif? Or the opposite. What happens if somehow I don't have an achila? Don't have an achila. Somebody sticks food all the way into the back of my throat and it stuffs and it goes down into my stomach. But I don't chew it. I don't get any hanah from it. Right? So is that, that's not an achila. So by Yom Kippur, so what do you say by those cases? So if it's a maisa achila, like an iser of a maisa achila like others, so lechor, the latter case, you need a maisa achila. If it was stuffed down, you know, it shouldn't make a difference. It shouldn't be aser. But if the focus is totsah, it's the result. So then maybe, even if by other Isurim of Achila, it would not be Usur, but here, it's all about the result. I mean, it might be Ba'ones, if somebody did it to me. Right? There's a big discussion on Yom Kippur. If somebody knows they have to eat on Yom Kippur, should they get IV? Is that better? Because it's not Derech Achila. So the post can say no, because there's danger in any IV, and if you have the Heter to eat, you have the Heter to eat. But even so, you might say, well, IV, you still have the result, even if you don't have the Maisa Achila, right? So it might not help you anyway. Again, we paskin that you don't have to do that. You can just eat normally. But this also relates to whether, again, the Isser and the Mitzvah of Inui on Yom Kippur is related to other Ma'achalos Asuros. Good. There are a number of discussions in the Achronim that fascinating discussions. Number one, the Tshuvas Machane Chaim, Chaim Sofer from the 1800s in Hungary. He writes that even if I eat b'shiurin, which is what we do on Yom Kippur, let's say I eat, somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur, so they'll eat a shot glass every 10 minutes. So he has a chiddush gadol. He says, even if you eat b'shiurin, if after your shiurim, you're in a state of yisuv daite, you're not in a state of inui, so then if you did that on purpose, let's say you're not a chola, you'd be violate, you'd be chayv karis. Even if you ate b'shi'urin. So that's a chit. Why? Because even though you didn't eat, but the result is that you're not in a state of inui, and therefore you're chayv karis. That's a chidish gadol. Right? Rav Asher Weiss writes, how can you say that? Eating b'shi'urin is exactly what Chazal told you to do. And that's like not called a state of inui. And even if it is, you still might need a ma'is achila to undermine the state of inui. But again, that achron, the machle chayim, reflects that it's all about the result. It's not about the ma'isa, and it's not related to other ma'achalas asuros that we have. One. There's a tshuva of the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer writes, what happens if somebody eats half a koseves before Yom Kippur starts? And then the other half of koseves on Yom Kippur. So is that going to be chayav karis? I only did I ate a chatzi shor on Yom Kippur. So the context of the tshuva is, nechnasi lebeis ha-safek. This is Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed Aleph. What happens if a child eats half of satiation? He's eating a hamburger, and then he eats half a hamburger before he becomes bar mitzvah, and then the other half a hamburger after he becomes bar mitzvah. Is he chayav in benching daraisa or derabanan? Because you're only chayav in benching daraisa if you're visavata, and here half of his sviya came when he was a katan. Similar type of discussion. Im acha katan she'achav achal achal kadei sviya v'anase gadol kagon she'achal biyom pachos michadei sviya u'balayla nase gadol v'yos ishlamad kadei sviya o'shlehevi she'isayrus. Alright, that moment he brought she'isayrus. So do you say that it's all at the end, or do you say no? What mashacho b'kanuso doesn't count. Venerally, he says he's chayav daraisa. Says the Ksav Sofer, because you look at, you know, right now he's in a state of he did something when he was a gadol, when he is in a state of satiation, and now he's chayav daraisa. That's what he said, and then he relates it to our discussion. The same thing. He thinks that you'd be chayav kares. Because you finish eating. Even the mitzvah died. Do you say they're mitzvah? Or do you say, oh, name and no? Kivan shalo achal b'yom kippur shir ha-mesev daiti potter. He says, v'nir li achar iyon chayev. Vadai. Am I a kasev b'tora? If it was said in the Torah, don't eat on Yom Kippur, then this wouldn't be true, because you didn't eat on Yom Kippur. You only ate half of a shear on Yom Kippur. But it doesn't say that. It says, afflict yourself on Yom Kippur. So here you did something on Yom Kippur that took yourself out of the state of affliction. And therefore, you'd be chayiv. And then he says, even at the end, I don't know, he says it's by katnus, what he says by Yom Kippur too. What happened if he ate the entire, let's say, eating for the first shayla? He ate when he was a katan until satiation. And then he became a gadol. And he's still satiated. Maybe he didn't do anything when you were a gadol. When you say that on Yom Kippur too, I eat a tremendous amount before Yom Kippur, there is a Chassam Sofer like that. Chassam Sofer in Rosh Hashanah says that if you should start fasting a little bit earlier, Tosefas Yom Kippur, because you eat right before Yom Kippur, then you're not going to be in a state of inui when Yom Kippur starts. That's a chiddush gadol. Nobody says that. Everybody says, no, eat a lot before Yom Kippur. So you don't have a problem. But again, that's reflects that it's all about the result. You would have to stop eating a long time before Yom Kippur to be in a state of inui, like that Chassam Sofer. But either way, this is the chiddush of the Ksav Sofer, which again, many achronim would argue on. One final nafkamina, and that is the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha discusses, Rav Asher Weiss thinks in... That he thinks it might be a sofer in the Bir Halacha, the end of Siman Tafrei Shud Ches. Somebody eats Pikuach Nefesh, and they're able to eat a Chatzi Shir for Pikuach Nefesh. But instead of eating a Chatzi Shir for Pikuach Nefesh, they eat the whole Shir. They eat the whole Shir. They say, oh, I could eat? Okay, they ate the whole Shir. So that could be Chiyiv Karis, because he ate the whole Shir, and he wasn't allowed to. And Rav Asher Weiss says, how could that be? The first half was allowed. Only the second half wasn't allowed. Right, so the Bir Halacha says it's based on the Binyan Siyan, the Aruch Laner. He said, if you look in the Aruch Laner didn't say that. The Aruch Laner says, if he was able to eat a sheep because he was sick, and then he ate two shiurim, not a chatzi shiur extra, he ate an extra whole shiur, Not that he ate an extra chas yishir. So he assumes that it might be a mistake in the bir halacha, because it's based on this binyan tzion, which we don't have. Ayin b'tshuva binyan tzion, debachal achila achila, af im huter lo lecho pamachas yoser mishir, bikamakom al achil mikashir, v'hu yochal kashir, chayef karis. You have to know exactly how much it is each one. But either way, this whole sugya is the issue of, Rav Asher Weiss strongly feels in the article that he writes about this, that the, even though it's formulated differently and even though it has a different amount of shear, it's just a, you know, quantitatively different type of isser. The isser of eating on Yom Kippur is machalas asuros, like other machalas asuros, and all the other differences are just technical, quantitative adjustments. But again, many of these achronim seem to assume otherwise, that it's something totally different. The fact that there's a different shear, the fact that the Torah has a different formulation about it, you know, it makes it, the Rama has separate hilchos shvisos asar, you know, that all would reflect something qualitatively different, and therefore we would treat it differently. So, last week we discussed a couple of days ago the relationship between the Isser Achila of Yom Kippur and the Isser Malach on Yom Kippur. And today we discussed the Isser of Achila on Yom Kippur and the Isser of Machalas Asuros in Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay, we will stop here.